Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Have you ever spotted McDonald's hot, crispy fries right as they're being scooped into the carton? And time just stands still. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, friends. Thanks for downloading the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams, the author of Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. You can get a copy of the paperback or ebook at your favorite bookseller. I received this question from Kate. My boyfriend and I are professionals in our early 30s and have been talking about buying a house together. Although we probably will get married in a few years, we don't want to wait to buy because housing prices are rising in our area. What are the risks of buying property together before marriage? No matter if you're thinking about buying real estate with a romantic partner, friend, or business associate, there are important financial, legal, and emotional issues to consider. In this two-part series, I'll give you advice to stay safe. An increasing number of home buyers are teaming up to buy real estate. Maybe you're like Kate, who's toying with the idea of committing to a house before marriage. Or perhaps you're thinking about making a real estate investment with a friend, relative, or coworker. There certainly are advantages to pooling funds and buying a home or investment property that you might not be able to afford on your own. However, buying real estate with someone else can easily damage your finances and your relationship if you're not careful. Unmarried couples don't have as many legal rights as married couples, so it's very important to consider all the potential pitfalls of buying property with a boyfriend or girlfriend. When you buy a home, you receive a document called a deed, which shows the names of the owners and how you legally own the property. This is one of the first decisions you'll need to make. If you're not married, you have two main ownership options. The first is called tenants in common. This is when each person owns a distinct share of the same property, which can be in any proportion, such as 50-50 or 75-25. When one tenant in common dies, shares go to his or her beneficiaries, not to the other owner. This is a common type of title for unmarried co-owners, especially if each contributes different amounts to the purchase. Each owner can sell or give away his or her interest in the property. The second way to own property with someone else is called joint tenants with right of survivorship. This is when each person typically has equal interest in the property and maintains the right of survivorship. That means when one owner dies, their interest automatically passes to the surviving owner. The deceased owner's shares simply disappear and can't be inherited by beneficiaries. This type of title is most common between spouses or family members when everyone wants the surviving tenant to have full ownership. Although married couples can own property as tenants in common or joint tenants, they have a better option, which is called tenancy by the entirety. This allows spouses to own property together as a single legal entity. This protects each person because a creditor of one spouse can't attach and sell the interest of the property that the other spouse owns. Only creditors of the couple can touch property owned as tenancy by the entirety. And when one spouse dies, their interest passes to the surviving spouse, just like with joint tenant ownership.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Once you've thought about whether you want your interest in a property to pass to the other owner or to your heirs, you'll need to decide how to finance it. Do you each have equal amounts of money to contribute to the down payment? Do you each want to be on the hook for a mortgage? You won't be treated any differently when buying real estate with a partner or friend than with a spouse. However, today's lending environment is tough. Each mortgage applicant will need to show ample income, job history, and credit scores in order to be approved. If one person has low income or poor credit, you could leave them off the mortgage. But that could cause problems down the road. It's crucial to remember that you're not legally responsible for the debt unless your name is on the mortgage. Being named on the deed indicates ownership, but not financial responsibility for debt on the property. Let's say your unemployed partner expects to find work after you move into your new home, but can't. If you're the only one named on the mortgage and you don't make 100% of the payment each month, your credit will be destroyed and you'll probably face foreclosure. In the excitement of buying a home, don't forget that you're making a huge investment. A mistake could jeopardize your entire financial future. To avoid confusion or any future misunderstandings about your arrangement with a co-buyer, you should create a formal ownership agreement. Don't assume that you'll just talk through any future disagreements when the time comes, because your relationship could be very different then. Drafting and signing a document that outlines every potential issue you can think of is the only wise way to proceed. In part two of this series, we'll cover every major issue that an ownership agreement should include when you decide to buy a home with someone else. To read a transcript of this show, connect with me on Facebook or Twitter, or sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter, visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 305, called How to Buy a Home with Someone Else, Part 1. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to our richer life.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.